This is Bunny Michael. Connecting to your higher self is an unlearning process. Unlearning the conditioning of our culture that raised us to believe we have to prove ourselves to belong. Success, fulfilling relationships, self-acceptance, inner peace. All of that begins when we realize that that is what we deserve, what we've always deserved. Aligning with your higher self is an awakening process, and it is no easy feat. But as you will learn from the callers on this podcast, our journeys might look different, but our path is the same. Welcome to XO Higher Self. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode. I hope you're feeling good. Hope you're feeling cozy. Hope you are excited about a little break from all the chaos to get back connected to your higher self. Remember, our higher selves are the voice of love, the voice of compassion, the awareness that we are already whole and that we want to see ourselves and the world from that perspective. And when we connect to the perspective and the awareness of our wholeness, that we were born whole, that we don't have to prove our self-worth, the world becomes a totally different place. So today's episode, we talk about sex and shame and relationships and how to deal with people who are less accepting of sex positivity and stuff like that. You know, the issue of sex and sexuality, sexual expression, we are all in a different place in our sexual journey and we all have different levels of comfortability. And I think the higher self perspective when it comes to this stuff, as we're unlearning our shame, unlearning patriarchy, is that no matter where you are in the journey of that awakening or in the journey around the healing around your sexuality is okay. Because I think a lot of times when people talk about sex positivity, they automatically assume that means being totally comfortable in your body, never having any shame, being totally free about sex, and always being like ready for it. From the higher self perspective, sex positivity is just acknowledging that people have trauma, people have shame, people have body dysphoria. A lot of times people can't access sexual pleasure or sexual openness or free sexual expression or feeling totally comfortable in their bodies. And that doesn't mean you don't have sex positivity. That means you're at the journey of where you are in the relationship of your sexual healing, and wherever you are in that journey is okay. Because as we learn and grow and realize we have all this conditioning or we have this trauma, we have this shame, sometimes we then add another layer of shame that we shouldn't have it, that we should be totally awakened, totally healed, that we shouldn't be, you know, shy or afraid or not always feel comfortable in our bodies. And then we like shame ourselves for still needing healing. And so I just really want to emphasize before we get into this subject matter that sex positivity from the higher self perspective is really about having compassion and acceptance for exactly where you're at and knowing that that is totally okay and loving yourself through the journey, because dealing with this stuff isn't easy. And at different times in our life, it's hard, harder, easier. Different relationships make it harder, easier. So give yourself that grace. Wherever you're at around this issue is totally okay. You are worthy. You are whole, no matter where you are in the stage of your journey. Okay, let's get to the question. The subject is how to tell my mom I was a sex worker. Hi, Bunny. Thank you for taking my question. I was having a conversation with my mom recently and the topic of sex work came up. This is not the first time this has come up in conversation, and whenever it does, she projects a lot of shame onto the profession. This recent conversation was especially activating because she was referring to camming and called the people who do that internet whores and said things like, "We aren't those kinds of people." What she doesn't know is that 10 years ago, I used to cam on top of having two other jobs in order to support myself. I don't feel ashamed of what I had to do to survive back then, but my mother's point of view is still very hurtful. I understand that she's of a different generation, raised on a different brand of feminism, but I feel like if I were able to tell her about my experience, it could potentially humanize the subject for her. There is still a fear of judgment I'm feeling, as I cannot entirely predict her reaction, but my intuition is telling me it would be the right thing to do in order to broaden her perspective. I know it's not my job to change her mind. It's just frustrating when you carry around a lived experience that your loved ones don't understand. What do you think would be the best way to approach this matter? Always appreciate your loving insights. Hi, babe. Yes, you're right. Your mom has some pretty sexist and biased ideas of sex work. And unfortunately, this is still a very common thing, even for our generation. Sex and shame and patriarchy are so entrenched in us. And it is countless generations and literally thousands of years of conditioning that got us to this place. I actually just read this book called Sex and Punishment, 4,000 Years of Judging Desire by Eric Berkowitz. And it's a history of how and why sex and sexuality has been so feared, and the ways culture has tried to control and repress sexuality in often terribly devastating ways. And yet, sex work has been around since ancient civilization. What's the cliche they say? The world's oldest profession, right? And it is unfortunately that women, and women that call themselves feminists, blame sex workers or sex positive or sexually expressive women for the ways the patriarchy objectifies women, that in order to be a respectable woman, you have to be de-sexed or not be openly sexual or sexually positive or be pro-sex workers. But we can go on and on about that for like hours and discuss like the history and patriarchy and feminism and all of that kind of thing. But when it comes to talking to people who have these points of view or any point of view that you believe is biased or prejudiced, we have to be very mindful about when we decide to engage or when we choose not to. For example, arguing with a troll on the internet in the comment section of a post about racism might not be the most productive form of anti-racism, but having a thoughtful conversation or calling out a family member can often be the most impactful thing we can do or have control over in moving culture forward. So, how do we know when and what we should do? First, we have to get clear about our expectations and how we would handle it if things didn't go the way that we wanted it to. Are we staying emotionally safe? Will this add to our trauma? Are you in a secure enough place about your own choices that having someone criticize them won't put you in a downward spiral? In other words, when you're thinking of telling your mom about your sex work, is there a part of you that still wants and needs her approval? It's really hard to step out of that role of child that needs their parents' approval, just like it's really hard for a parent to step out of the role of parent that says, I know what's good for you. And if you don't get that approval, will it be hurtful to you? Or are you purely interested in helping her because you think you can possibly open her mind? Because this sex issue, sexuality issue, goes really deep. Like, the place within her that calls somebody an internet whore is rooted in many experiences, some of them most likely painful that she's been through, these beliefs that she's taken on, the weight of that word. Acknowledging sexual shame or acknowledging that you have bias is not an easy thing to do. So if you do want to tell her in the hopes that it would change her perspective, you'd have to do it with so much compassion and so much acceptance and so much care, or she most likely won't hear you without like a really thick filter on, or possibly being really reactive or possibly getting upset. And I don't want you to feel like you have to tell her anything if she isn't ready to hear it, or if you're actually not ready to tell it. I don't know if it would be helpful. It's really about you managing your expectations. What, if anything, do you need from her? And if she isn't able to hear you or see you, is that just going to hurt you unnecessarily? No matter how sexually progressive we are, it's still very easy to take on shame when someone projects their stuff on you. And I just want to tell you, you don't have to prove anything to yourself. You don't have to prove anything to her. You don't have to prove anything to the rest of your family. You are beautiful. You are lovable. And if you're interested in participating more to end sexual repression, to advocate for sex workers, to move the needle forward, there could be other avenues where your energy and time is actually more useful than trying to convince your mom. So before you make any decision, I would just take some time, some space, connect with your higher self and ask yourself, like, what is love really calling me to do? What's going to be the most growthful experience? Is love saying, hey, guess what? You don't have to do this. You don't have to prove anything. Or is love saying, hey, I'm ready to take on this responsibility and I'm ready to deal with whatever happens as a result of it. I can handle it. And I think it's going to be growthful for me. So I can't answer that question for you. I just want you to make a conscious choice and to also know that your mother's opinion is not going to make or break the ways in which you accept yourself. Okay, take care. Hello, EXO Higher Self fam. It's Bunny here. I am so thrilled to announce my debut book, Hello Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, is now available for pre-order. This book is the essential manual for unlearning your limiting beliefs that have been ingrained in you by the toxicity of our culture and your trauma and your socialization. We all have to unlearn this stuff so we can channel the power of our higher self. And everyone who pre-orders this book will receive a special free gift from me to be announced shortly. So hurry to the pre-order link in the show notes and get yourself a copy. I cannot wait for you to read it. Wouldn't it be so nice if our parental figures were always really accepting and understanding and like became the people that we needed them to be? Wouldn't that be great? Doesn't work out like that though, does it? And you kind of get to this certain point where you either keep holding on to the idea that they're going to change, or you get to a place where you understand that they're not going to change. And most of the time, it's a little bit of both. Most of the time, our parental figures do change, just not enough. You know, they do have growth. We all grow. But there's always going to be a level of things not being ideal. There's always going to be that. And so as people, we have to decide what our needs are, what our boundaries are, how we want to live our life, how we curate our environment, and what decisions are reflective of our worth. And that's the freedom of growing up and being adult and getting to make our own choices and letting go of needing anybody to give us permission to be our authentic selves. Okay, everybody, take care. Be kind to yourself. You're beautiful people. You're amazing creatures. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. I'll see you later. Bye.